This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good value, big upside.
Mraz to me is some sort of mythical character, especially on your Instagram. He's always just amazing. Character study.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Mythical character, character study, all of those things do apply to Mraz on a daily basis. Welcome back, DA, with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Our next guest has made history recently. Has broken through on 670 The Score in Chicago. Full-time female sports talk host. Very proud. And she's awesome. At it and has been for a long time, all over the sports media in Chicago, TV and radio. Joining us this morning on the show is a person that can understand my pain when I am referred to as the knockoff Danny Amendola, Layla Rahimi. Layla, good morning.
Oh, what an intro. Good morning, DA. How are you? I forgot that I had said that about Mraz, but I maintain that statement. He's not real. He's just a mythical character.
Yeah. So whenever I tweet, inevitably, somebody says, oh, I thought this was Danny Amendola. Oh, I thought this was Danny Amendola's account. And you get this incessantly because of Layla or Leah Remini. Of course, a sitcom actress, and she has gone in on Scientology recently. So how sick of that are you?
I am sick of the people who pretend like they don't know the difference and think that they're going to get attention. But I am never sick of people actually thinking that I'm her and then getting angry, because that's always worth a good retweet. And then I say, still not Leah Remini, but the Peace de Resistance happened this year when Leah Remini found out that it was actually occurring and she got in on the bit. So I can't ask for much more.
No, that is it. That is peak Twitter, peak 2020, 2021. That is it. Leah Remini knows you get mistaken for her and is in on the bit. That kind of makes your entire career worth it, doesn't it?
It really does. And let's face it, I loved her work on Saved by the Bell as Stacey Kuroski.
Who didn't? Have you seen the new Saved by the Bell on Peacock, I think it is?
It is on Peacock. I have not seen the new Saved by the Bell because I'm not ready to give up the old Saved by the Bell.
Okay.
And I think that's the sign of becoming an old person. I'm pretty sure.
Back in my day, Zach had blonde hair. So I wanted to ask you about the Chicago Bears quarterback situation, because now we get the report yesterday that Russell Wilson has identified the Bears as one of his four teams that he would be willing to go to, even though he's not demanding a trade. Has this made all of Bears Nation's heads pop?
Well, it's the latest in quarterback coveting here in Chicago, because just a few days ago, we were trying to figure out whether or not this city was going to turn into Winsylvania, but Carson Wentz ended up going to Indianapolis instead. We did a deep dive on that on 670 The Score in Chicago, our radio station here, just talking to various Philly media members. And now the latest is Russell Wilson. But my main concern for Russell Wilson is he was worried about the offensive line in Seattle, duly noted. But the offensive line here in Chicago has faced its fair share of challenges as well. Big salary cap issues here. We think at least one tackle is probably going to be cut because of salary cap problems. So I don't know if he's going to have what he wants around him in order to do his job, but Bears fans are psyched. This is huge. Even the idea of thinking about Russell Wilson has made my Friday pretty fun already.
Layla Rahimi joins us, 670 The Score in Chicago. Yeah, because let's face it, even dreaming about Russell Wilson's better than thinking about the reality of watching Mitchell Trubisky or Nick Foles again. But let's just say that the cap hit is too much for the Seahawks to even move on from Russell Wilson. What's the Bears' solution? If it wasn't Carson Wentz and it might not be Russell Wilson, what's the solution in 2021?
Well, I don't think it's any guarantee that Mitch Trubisky just comes back here on the one-year prove-it deal that everybody's thrown out there as a possibility. Trubisky's got to want to come back. And I think that he has a lot of potential landing spots where maybe a change of scenery would benefit him. You could argue that that would be very much the case for him. Faced a lot of scrutiny here. Didn't succeed how they wanted him to. Nick Foles was brought in for a reason. So then the Bears are looking at trying to figure out who their other quarterback is. Foles isn't going anywhere. It's just a matter of who they bring in around him. And that's been the question that we're all trying to answer. Is that a draft move? But until these big-name quarterbacks have some sort of peace in their lives, I don't think any of us will either as football fans.
Who takes the most heat from Bears fans these days? Is it the GM? Is it Matt Nagy? Is it ownership? Is it the quarterbacks?
It's definitely more on the Matt Nagy, Ryan Pace side these days. The press conference that they had where ownership, George McCaskey, team president Tad Phillips, Nagy and Pace met the media several weeks ago was widely mocked,
yeah.
Angered Bears fans, did not tell them what they wanted to hear because they said they're keeping Pace and Nagy, but they wouldn't indicate for how long. Nobody really knows how long the contracts are for, even though there was some indication of that on the team website. That's not to say it hasn't been updated since then. So how do you expect a general manager and a head coach to go about their business when you don't know for how long they're going to be here? Then we were left to try to figure out that length of time via context clues in their assistant searches, who was leaving to go to other teams, for example. And that's where we're left now as we try to figure out the personnel side of this moving forward. We still want to know what's going to happen with Allen Robinson. And so do many other teams in the NFL. He is a very attractive free agent candidate. Bears fans want him signed already.
Layla Rahimi joins us from The Score in Chicago, 670. So what's going on there? Why haven't the Bears chalked over the money yet for Allen Robinson?
Well, clearly it's now a franchise tag or bust situation. And we all know that if given 2 weeks for the NFL, they're going to take all of those 2 weeks down to the last minute. I don't expect to get an answer on that until the deadline actually happens. Salary cap has affected all of this. That number changing has meant a lot of decisions have become that much harder for front offices. But we wanted Allen Robinson paid before it ever came to this. Allen Robinson wanted to get paid before it came to this. He had injury problems. He worked so hard this season to try to show his value and that he deserved a contract and to have his fate figured out before this. But now we're in this limbo period trying to figure out what happens to him long term.
It's a crazy offseason for the Chicago Bears. So many moving pieces. And now we also have spring training opening up. And when we first got the news of Tony La Russa's DUI, the baseball world kind of convulsed. And now we have time and weeks after it. I know at that time, White Sox fans were really unhappy. Has it dampened the optimism of White Sox fans going into spring training that still hangs over Tony La Russa?
Tony La Russa had a reputation in Chicago with many long-time White Sox fans going back to the winning ugly teams in the early 80s. And so there's definitely some nostalgia there. It sure seems like Jerry Reinsdorf wanted to fix a mistake that had happened over 30 years ago whenever Hawk Harrelson famously fired La Russa, who went on to win 3 World Series after that. But it was his second DUI convicted therein. And the main concern was, how is he going to mesh with players like Tim Anderson, who are known for changing the face of baseball, changing the game? And people have interviewed with Tim. They've asked him what he thinks, and he's on board. So I think there's definitely going to be that kind of back and forth where the media asks players, what do you think so far? How do you want to check in on this? What have been your opinions? But I think until we see in-game decisions, which was the major criticism of Rick Renteria and how he managed his bullpen, I don't think we're going to get any full answers yet on how LaRusse is going to fit as the manager of this team moving forward.
Fascinating. Now, you spent the year, just like I have, doing a lot of stuff from home, a lot of work. You were doing TV. You're now doing radio, but you're on camera as well all of the time. And so the backdrop for our Zooms and our streams are of the utmost importance. How much time do you dedicate to what your background looks like now that you're working from home?
Well, I definitely go with the virtual backdrop, DA. Okay. We at 670 The Score have a great sponsor in Hyundai. Okay. And they are a part of our big Twitch backdrop that we use. So I have a virtual backdrop featuring our logo and the Hyundai logo. And that's pretty much what I use every day. Now, is the green screen the most reliable? No. Do parts of my body sometimes disappear into the background? Maybe. But this is the beauty of a home studio.
What are you most looking forward to as things get a little warmer and maybe things open up a little bit and we're allowed to do more things with less restrictions this spring and summer?
Oh, it's absolutely the thought of going to a game. I can't wait for that idea. Chicago hasn't had fans at games since March of last year, so we're almost to an entire calendar year. And as the numbers continue to get lower, we're pretty optimistic that fans are going to be allowed at games. Going to a baseball game is a social event here, especially in the summer when the temperatures are finally palatable. We're up to the 40s today, which is
Woo!
Pretty exciting. I've seen
yeah.
people with their shirts off. People are getting way too excited over here, but I don't blame them. So the idea of fans socially distancing at a game to some sort of capacity is a real exciting thought to me.
Did I see you open up a pack of 1988 Topps baseball cards the other day?
Yes. Yesterday, I was gifted a pack of Topps 1988 baseball cards by a former colleague who's a noted baseball historian, running a fabulous campaign, by the way, to try to get Manny Mendoza in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And he gave me this 88 baseball card pack, and I'd never opened it. So we decided on the show that I was going to open it the next time we were in the studio. We usually do one or two days a week in our studio. And I think I hit the gold mine with Tom Glavine's rookie card and Bo Jackson.
Wow, that's a good pull. That's a big pack for 88.
I think so. I mean, I'm pretty sure one of them is at least worth $12.
Maybe. If you could find
I'm going to take it, DA.
You could find a buyer.
Found money is found money in these days.
That's actually a good point. Let me ask, what'd you do with the gum?
My co-host actually chewed it.
Oh. Brutal.
I don't know if he's going to be fully ready for the show today. He
yeah,
said
you
it
might,
was pretty disgusting.
You might
that
be
comes
solo
over
hosting.
30 years old.
You might be solo hosting today here, Layla.
So. Yeah, that might happen.
Follow Layla on Twitter at Layla Rahimi. Watch her on The Score 670 as they have the simulcast just like we do on Twitch on a daily basis. Mid-mornings on 670 The Score. It's always awesome to get her here on the show. Layla, you're the best. I appreciate the time so much this morning. Have a great show today and have a great weekend as well. We'll touch base here soon.
I always love talking to you, DA, and your listeners are always great to me, so thank you very much. Good to hear from you.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. Layla Rahimi joining us from 670 The Score. 670 The Score in Chicago.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.